And welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we have Todd Whitaker, Ron LaBrie, and Tom Malafa, all of TWD Inc., our Rosie Certified Remodeler out in Peoria, who you guys are pretty busy with this aging and living in place design concept, huh?
We are. We try to, anytime we get a chance to use it or utilize the universal design, we do that because just thinking about the future.
Yeah, absolutely. I tell people all the time, look, if we incorporate these design concepts into the remodel you want to do, it's only going to improve the value of the house for any future appraisal that you're going to get done anyway. Let's just go ahead and get it done. Ron, how many times are we ripping out the old bathtubs, 5 foot by 30 inch, and what are we doing with them?
We do about three of those a week. Almost every one is wanting to do some type of a shower. And if we can't talk the customer into grab-assisted devices, every single one we're going to go ahead and put backing in there so that if we need to in the future, it's already going to be there.
Yeah.
A lot of people just, like Todd had said, don't really want to acknowledge that they may be getting older or arthritis, anything that from their youthful days. But it's a fact of life. And so the last thing we want to do is have to remodel a bathroom that we've just remodeled a year or two or even 5 years from now.
Right.
A good bathroom remodel should last you at least 15, 20 years.
At least, yeah. You know, and Ron, I know you're in the same position I'm in because I'm the one that's out there meeting the owners and talking through with budgets and stuff like that. Very often there's that point where you've got to talk about their comfortable investment level. And I think people look at me like I'm a three-headed monster when I tell them that 5 foot by 8 foot hall bathroom to rip the tub out, put in either low barrier or no barrier shower, high elevation toilet, a new vanity with a higher countertop height, new countertops and space, new lighting, new mirrors. I mean, I can get to $20,000 or $25,000 for that 5x8 in no time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it just breaks your heart when they tell you, well, what can you do for 10? You know, and there are things you can do for 10 and you work with them and you give them what best fits their budget. But boy, that's the hardest part of my job is talking about the current cost of remodeling. How do you deal with it?
Well, we try to use statistics to show a return on your investment. We have a fair amount of brochures available for our customers. Surely the cost of retirement, $85,000 a year on average, is something that at least the customers can think of in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spending some now so that they're not going to have to spend that later. That's kind of a no-brainer. But, you know, we also do need to be cognizant of the customer's budget now. And there are lenders out there that customers can work with on that. Again, it's all about return on the investment, whether it be financially or emotionally.
I have 5x8 bathrooms clients have spent $50,000 and $60,000 in.
Wow.
You know, it's tough to get it done for under 20. Really yeah. Tough.
And our average is right around the $16,000 to $18,000 range.
Yeah.
But you know, everyone is going to be different if you've got double vanities in there, depending on the type of cabinetry that you're wanting.
How crazy you get on the lighting.
Lighting. If you do a zero threshold shower, that needs to have the concrete broken up in order to do that. That definitely adds to the cost.
Well, once you start relocating drains or toilet locations, so like then the cost starts ratcheting up pretty quick.
Right.
So and the other thing I tell people all the time is when they want to look at things in the kitchen, are you having to do a lot to access this in the kitchen? Do you do any of the pull down shelves from the upper cabinets?
We haven't really. We've offered that for years with the pull down shelves. But mainly, what we're doing is just doing simple upgrades to the kitchen, making sure that getting the microwave off of from over the stove is one great thing right there. I mean, who wants to be reaching over a hot stove and then grabbing, you know, a hot dish above your head that can spill on you? That's a huge thing right there. Getting rid of your knobs in favor of levers or pulls is always a great thing as well. Having multiple height islands for different height users, whether it be children, whether it be somebody in a wheelchair or somebody that needs to sit down, you know, as we get older, it's harder to stand up for longer periods of time. So the kitchen is always, especially now, going to be the main gathering space. And so we're trying to accommodate as much different seating in the kitchen as possible.
All right. We're here with TWD Inc. Todd, we've got to go out here for bottom of the hour break real quick. Why don't you list that option you're giving to all the Rosie on the House listeners?
Oh, thank you, Rosie. Yeah, if you call into our office today at 623-544-1211, we are offering a Rosie on the House voucher, and it's good for a free in-home universal design consultation.
And that's a value of about $200. Yes. Free today for Rosie on the House listeners to dial what number?
623-544-1211.
Back, and we want to talk about financing this stage of your life. We're bringing in Harold Perkins from Galaxy Lending right after this station break.